grab your popcorn, rip that ticket, get in that seat, lickety splicket, go watch a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Go Watch a Movie, episode 33? Question mark? I'm pretty sure it's 33.
If not, whoops.
Yes, I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Glad to have you. This week's theme is shh. We watched A Quiet Place and
Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe. Yes. Two shifting movies, I guess. But yeah, they both were good, but we'll get to that. First, we're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news. I don't know if you heard, but Woody Harrelson may be playing Carnage in the Venom movie.
Hmm.
How do you feel about
this? This upcoming?
Yes.
Huh.
But that's in the rumor mill. That's a scuttlebutt.
That is interesting. I don't really see him as Carnage, but okay.
Yeah. He's been like, he made a comeback. Like, with the Hunger Games movies,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden Woody Harrelson became an everything. Like, I don't know. Did he ever really go away?
I don't think so. I've always thought he was just ever present.
That's true.
Especially after Natural Born Killers for me. It's just,
yeah.
It's just there.
I sometimes blank. I see him in White Man Can't Jump. And then there's like a huge gap for a day. I didn't really mm-hmm. see anything. But yeah.
Oh, it was a movie where he was a superhero.
Superhero. Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, wasn't he? Could have swore.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie. No, I'm sure it was him.
What was his costume?
I don't remember.
I'm sure you're right. But yeah, and I actually have enjoyed his new stuff. Like, he's been, everything he's been in lately has been good. So I would be interested to see how he portrays Carnage, because Carnage is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's nuts. And then, for the third week in a row, we got to bring up Indiana Jones because Spielberg seems to keep relaying different mixed messages, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he didn't want anyone to replace Harrison Ford because he didn't want him to end up like Spider-Man and Batman and constant, you know, all over the place. But in an interview, he said he would entertain the idea of a female Indiana Jones.
Well, you already had one. It's Laura Croft.
There you go. So that was my first thought. But yeah, and he said he would have to change it to Indiana Joan, which would be unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, can't she be a Jones daughter? Because that is his last name. That's not going to.
Yeah. I don't know.
Stretching out.
You do what they want to do.
That's true.
Oh, and that movie was called Defendor.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I thought he was in one.
It was a quirky little...
Yeah, it's comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy, drama, indie film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. I think you actually introduced me to that one.
I may have.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Sounds more like an adult movie or something than it does a serious film.
And lastly, I'll let you help me out on this one. Studio Ghibli co-creator,
mm-hmm.
Passed away a couple days ago.
Uh-oh.
And his name...
Was it Miyazaki or was it... I don't know.
Yeah, I cannot pronounce it. I was hoping you could. Yeah, that one.
If I had it in front of me, I could probably do it, but... Yeah.
He passed away. Apparently, he had been battling cardiac issues for a while now, and finally he passed away at 82. Which kind of sucks because you're a big Ghibli guy.
Yes, I do.
Ghibli or Ghibli?
I thought it was Ghibli.
Okay.
Sometimes I do say Ghibli though. But I think it's correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah.
So just give us a comment. I think it's Ghibli though.
Ghibli.
Okay. I think.
But also we saw theater today. There is for the next starting the 25th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, 8 or 9? Ghibli movies?
Yeah, there's like 9 of them, I believe.
Yeah, which is fantastic. They're going to have 2 days each, one for subbed and one for dubbed, which I guess some people prefer subbed over dubbed.
Takahata was his name. Takahata. 82 years old.
Takahata. That's a full life. I mean,
yeah. That was his last name, but
that's full life, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good. I hope I make it to 82.
Yeah.
I don't know the way I eat. I don't know, but I'm hoping.
So that was Entertainment News, people. We're going to hop on. I had a question for you, sir.
Shoot.
After last week's Ready Player One rant, I was thinking, I was gotten my feels about movies and, I guess, like, not just the movie, but settings. So do you think settings, like times, places, help you like a movie more? I guess nostalgia. I guess, do you think that's a real thing? Like, if you were, I'll give you an example. Like, for me, The Neverending Story may not be the best movie ever.
Yeah, it is.
You can never come back to trail. But yeah, I enjoyed that movie a lot. But I remember, like, I never saw it in theaters, of course, but I saw the VHS back in the day, VHS Kids. And the person I watched it, like, he was in that attic, you know, and he had a little blanket and had snacks. So I paused it, ran and got my blanket and snacks. And, you know, and that's a memory, a fond memory I have, which I think helps elevate that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the same?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always stuff like that in movies that you can have that emotional feeling with.
Mm.
So I definitely agree.
Yeah, so I just had a question because, you know, Ready Player One has so many of those old movie references and things like that in it. I was thinking to myself, man, is it the movie that I love or the feeling or both? And I think it is both.
Mm-hmm.
Which will bring us to our first feature today, Don't Breathe. Not sure when this one was released. I didn't get those notes. I'm going to be honest here, a little behind-the-scenes stuff. We were going to watch Unsane, kind of go on a little not-normally-made movie, because A Quiet Place, in my opinion, it's not something you see every day.
No.
But, yeah, Unsane was, I don't know if you guys know, was completely shot on an iPhone 7 and by Steven Soderbergh, and I wanted to see it. Because it looked interesting, and I love the idea behind it. But it wasn't in theaters, so we quickly subbed in Don't Breathe.
Yep, 2016,
and that's why I didn't have any information. What did you think of this one, Robert?
I liked it a lot. Obviously, I bought the thing, so I thought it was a pretty darn good movie. I thought it was a good idea. I liked the ending. It was... There's parts of it that I thought were a little
Yeah.
They could have been done better, but like overall, I mean, I thought it was a really great idea to have without giving. I guess I'm gonna go ahead and give it away. Trailer spoilers, whatever.
Yeah,
that you're, you know, you're well. First of all, you're breaking into a guy's house to steal his money. That's one thing. You're a criminal, whatever. That's fine. But then you're breaking into a blind guy's house, which makes it even worse. But then you're breaking into a blind guy's house who had just lost his daughter. And he had gotten a settlement, and that's the money you're trying to steal.
And he's a Vietnam.
I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse as you go along. So it's a great idea. I wouldn't want to be in that house with that dude. There's no way in hell.
No.
But I thought it was pretty awesome. I like how he's basically the victim at first.
Yes.
And then you find out he's not as much of a victim and more of the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that switcheroo. And so, yeah, I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's a must see, but it is definitely, if you have the time to watch something a little new, a little different, then give it a try.
This is, to me, a hero's journey. All those things you just said, war vet, lost his daughter, blind.
Right.
This guy he deserves to be respected. Then you have these punk kids who have been breaking into people's homes, causing all kind of mischief and mayhem, and they just up and show up and break into this poor old man. I won't say defenseless, because he's not defenseless.
No.
They're breaking into this poor old man's home. They poison his dog. And I love this little puppy. They poison this dog. And then they proceed to try and poison him with a chloroform bomb, which I didn't know that was a thing. But wow, it's even worse for that scene because on that guy's, he goes to sleep to videos of his daughter who was killed by a rich bitch in a hit and run. And these people try and steal from him. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And then, so of course, you break into my home, I'm going to defend myself. Mm-hmm. So this man defends himself.
Okay.
They pull a gun on him. They threaten to shoot him, but he's a trained vet, and he gets those motherfuckers.
Yeah, even blind, he tears them up.
Even blind. And then they proceed to Macaulay Culkin his whole house, Home Alone. They freaking... he has locks and everything because he doesn't want bad things to happen to him. But when... You know, justice without, you know, he takes out all but one of those little assholes, and more power to him. Of course, I'm skipping over the part where he had a girl kidnapped. So that scene, there is a creepy element to this. I'm joking around, but you kind of don't know who to cheer for.
Exactly. First. Yeah, they flip it on you.
Yeah. Because they make he's clearly all those things are true. He is.
I say cheer for a little girl that wants to go to the beach. That's the only one you can cheer for.
That's all she wanted, to go to the beach, and she was denied. So he has a pillow fort in the basement, in which he keeps the chick who killed his daughter.
Pillow fort.
Yeah, he keeps her down there chained up. And spoilers, he artificially inseminated her. Mm-hmm. His baby.
Yeah, he wanted the drunk driver that killed his daughter to provide him with another daughter because he thought that was only fair.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, no. Like, you don't see it.
That was
like, you don't see the flipperoo.
No.
When they reverse, yeah.
No. And so there's a girl with these misfits. And once he fails at getting the chick who killed his daughter, he tries to get her inseminated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
This guy's got a one-track mind. He just wants his kid back.
That's where he lost me.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him.
Until then?
Up until he pulled out the frozen jizz.
Yeah.
I couldn't hang in there.
Yeah, and then he heats it over like a little stove, yeah. And then that's...
I don't think that would work, honestly.
Yeah.
You can't turkey base scene.
He did it with the other one, so...
But did he know she was pregnant for sure? She wasn't showing
I don't know what's going on. Maybe you could hear it. I don't know. What did you think of the younger guy? That there's two guys, one girl. What do you think about the younger guy? He was just naive and stupid,
yeah.
Being used by the other two?
Basically, two street smart kids take advantage of this. Kid who clearly is a little bit more educated, because he's like quoting the law at them. His dad was a security
dude,
yeah,
security
who
dude
had access to all these people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he somehow because of that knows like the law back and forth, you know,
yeah,
back and forth. But yeah, he's a naive kid. I think he probably was my favorite out of the three, but I guess maybe he's supposed to.
The way
it's written.
Yeah.
Him or the girl, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't really care for the girl either because, yeah, I thought she was, I don't know. I just didn't like, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Yeah, she's...
I didn't like her.
And the kid, you make the guy who gets killed first hateable because
Yeah, he
needs to get killed
first. He needed to be killed, yeah.
But they're not good people either, though. I mean, maybe the younger kid is...
No, he's just naive.
Yeah. Because he wanted to leave. Like, he's like, you brought a gun? No, we're not doing this. It ain't before that.
But even with that, that wasn't their first house. They've been doing that for a while, so he should have known better. I mean, he was... I could love will make you do some stupid stuff. He was in love with that girl, so he was doing whatever they wanted him to do.
That's true. But speaking of their first house, we see them breaking into a house first, and the punk kid... Like
money,
peeing or something, like in the house. They didn't care about DNA at all. Clearly, in this movie,
did you guess his name before they said it? Because he had a dollar sign tattooed to his neck. I mean, what else could his name be?
I didn't know his name was Money until the text message. And this kind of fits the theme of A Quiet Place. Like, they couldn't talk because...
They couldn't breathe.
They couldn't breathe. They
didn't make any sounds.
This guy's hearing was so good. You know, he can't... He could hear you no matter where you went. And he was quiet as fuck. Were those Ugg boots he was wearing?
I don't know what he was wearing.
They were quiet.
He was a ninja. That's for sure.
Yeah. I enjoyed this movie a lot, and I appreciate you showing it to me. Mm-hmm. And it was a heck of a sub-in. Like, that was a good... Good one.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yes, it did.
I'd recommend go watch this one.
Yeah, I recommend it. Like I said, I don't think it's the greatest, but it definitely catches your eye and gives you a little something new. So I think you should watch it if you get a chance.
That is Don't Breathe. And that will take us into trailers. You want to go first?
Sure. First, actually, I have a couple. My first one is actually one that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. It was Terminal, because there was a like a
teaser
trailer. And now since then, I don't know, maybe it was out before then, I don't know. But since then, I've seen the actual trailer, one of the actual trailers. And I'm a little torn. Like, I'm not for sure what it's about. I still don't know what it's about. But it looks kind of like this, like, it looks like Sin City, but in color.
Gotcha.
It's got
the new trailer to tell you.
What's that? No, it hasn't deterred me. I still don't know what's going on. I mean, I liked the first one because it gave you nothing, basically. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, some lady talking about what's going on. And then the next one, it's still, I think they're trying to kill somebody. I think maybe there's a, I don't know what's going on, but the characters are just weird. And they seem like, not cartoony, but they seem like they belong in Sin City. If it was in black and white, I would kind of see Sin City. Yeah. So I'm still interested in seeing what this movie is going to be about. Mm-hmm. I'm hesitant to say that it looks good, but I'm still interested. So they haven't lost my interest. My second one is a movie called Thelma. It starts out this, I think it's a high school girl. I think it's high school. It's sitting in a library or a computer lab or something. And then she starts kind of having this seizure. And when this other girl walks in and these birds start flying into the window, like in correspondence to her seizure, like there's some supernatural stuff going on, and she falls on the ground, blah, blah, blah. And all this other crazy stuff starts happening that's kind of supernaturally. At one scene, she's like floating for I don't know what reason. And I don't know if like that stuff is supposed, like the supernatural stuff is supposed to be a metaphor for like her feelings towards the other student that walked in, which is also a female. Mm-hmm. So there's like a lesbian connection there, friendship, something going on, and romance. And then I don't know if that stuff is supposed to be a metaphor for her feelings, that because she's going all crazy, like not knowing how to deal with it, or if there's literally just some supernatural stuff happening. I don't know. But the trailer looks really good to me. I like the music that was in it. I think it's worth watching. Just, you know, get your own opinion from it and see if you like it. It's called Thelma.
I'll have to check that one out. I haven't seen that one. I actually had one, but then before A Quiet Place, I saw one that kind of jumped in front of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
That looked very interesting. I got a Final Destination vibe from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So these kids are playing this game of Truth or Dare and in Mexico, I guess.
Yep.
And then they get to this one kid and they say truth. And he blatantly just says, I brought you all here because I don't feel bad about a bunch of strangers dying instead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's this killer game of truth or dare, in which if you don't do the truth or dare, then you die.
Yeah.
And they get this rictus grin,
right,
as the person asks you truth or dare, and it's just creepy yet interesting at the same time.
It is creepy. It kind of reminds, in a strange way, it kind of reminded me of It Follows, because you're like giving the game to somebody else, like you were giving the person.
Yeah.
So it's weird, like you're giving somebody something else and then they got to deal with it. So I don't know what happens when all those people die, if it would go back to that original dude or not. Or
that's true.
They didn't even really explain that. And I do have a beef with this. Okay. And it's not really about this specific trailer. It's about a different trailer. Because you know I am a huge Battle Angel fan.
Yes.
And you know how odd in the trailer her face looks.
Oh,
it's been mentioned everywhere online. Like if you're for if you're whether you're a fan or not. People are like, what's going on with her face?
They like intentionally made it animated.
Yeah, they intentionally did. It was an intentional thing. Yeah. And I'm holding my breath on this one. I don't know. It might need to be fix her face, but I'm just saying, like, okay, so you got this weird looking face, and they purposely made it weird looking. I know it's supposed to be anime based, but then in this movie, which is supposed to be a horror film, they're twisting the face up because it, to make it scary.
Yeah,
and that's, I mean, so hello, like you didn't see if you make the face look crazy, you're going to scare people. So why'd you screw up the face?
I get you. And I agree.
Okay, I'm done ranting.
Because I don't know literally as much about Battle Angel as you, but I don't think they need to do that. Not at all.
No.
I might as well talk about the one that I had written down here. The Darkest Mind. It was also shown.
Yeah.
Darkest Minds. This one, a bunch of kids disappear. Yeah. The kids start disappearing in the world, I guess. And the ones who don't are developing powers, kind of X-Men-ish, right?
A little bit.
But it's only in kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I guess, escape this facility where they're being kept. And there's one that's really special and really powerful, and the government is hunting them down. Just looks interesting. It's not really deep or anything, but
I thought it looked pretty interesting too. I was a little confused, like if it was a movie or a TV show, because the quality of it looked TV showish, as opposed to movie-ish. But it does look interesting. So
definitely check that one out. And with us talking about trailers, I gotta say, let's talk about the American people.
Okay.
So I read an article and then another article, then another one about cinemas and movie going.
Mm-hmm.
It dropped massively.
Another drop?
From last year. I get it, guys. I get it. I understand. You have everything at your fingertips. You don't need to leave the house. Everything can be delivered to you.
On your phone.
On your phone.
You can walk around and watch a movie. That's weird.
But that cinema experience, people, is amazing. It's like you go there, you can get snacks. Now you have, I'm liking the theaters. More and more theaters are doing this. Dine-in theaters. And I still haven't experienced one, but those like 4K, four-dimensional theaters where the seats move and those speakers right behind you and you get wind and water in your face and all that. We need to save the theaters. And I don't think they're going anywhere because it was like they were down $2 billion from their however many billion.
Right.
But I'm sure this is going to get worse before it gets better.
What do you think that theaters need to do to pick up the pace and get some people in the seats?
I think Netflix is helping with what they're doing. They're doing the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
It did first week in a theater, then went to Netflix. So it gives you kind of an option to do both if you like that. I think that'll help. The things I've mentioned, like the dine-in theater, where you can go and have a beer and people bring that to you in the movie, and that's nice. I like that. I don't know. It's a tough one.
I don't know. I think maybe lowering prices a little bit might help.
Yes.
I think it's ridiculous that you have to spend $12 to get a large popcorn and a soda. That's like a meal, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think bringing down the prices of some of those things might help.
I do spend like $4 on my Airhead bites.
Yeah, I was looking today. I was going to get a soda. I was like, wait, it's like $5 for a soda. I don't need a soda that bad. So, yeah, I don't know. I think something like that. I also think, and they've already been doing it. They've been showing like older films, people who have missed those films on the big screen.
Which I saw Back to the Future is going, and that's something that I've always wanted to see in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I may pop up in that
one. And I think the occasional like free showing of something would bring people like into the theaters. You give them a little something for free and then they see what else you got going on in there and they get interested. They start coming, you know?
I think one of our theaters here does like Saturday kids movies for free.
I would do like documentaries or something. Oh, something yeah. that like educates. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a lot of good documentaries out there that don't really get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think like one of our other theaters here, they had a whole back section dedicated to like indie movies. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bar back there. And it was, I think, two or three cinemas in the theater that like show specifically indie movie. I thought that was a good idea, mm-hmm. but they put it in the worst theater we had. So yeah. it didn't last very long. But yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, like showing, like you said, showing some free movies.
You know, like that, you know, that Bowling for Columbine was a pretty popular yep. documentary, and that'd be great for like high school kids to get in for free. I mean, yeah. maybe adults would have to pay, and then high school kids
now.
Yeah, and high school kids would get in for free. That's the perfect, you know, mm-hmm. that would get more people in there and, you know, more interest. I know they're not paying for it, but I mean, you'll get business from that.
Yeah.
You know, from that exposure. So yeah, that's what that's just a few ideas.
I would love to hear what you guys think theater should do, or if you still even go to theaters. So just like leave a comment on Twitter, Facebook. Let us know your opinion on that. Because honestly, I don't want theaters to go away, and I don't think they will in my lifetime. They might, you know, maybe 30 years from now. But yeah. So that brings us to A Quiet Place. Shh. Shh. this movie, directed and co-written by John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim Halper. Were you a fan of The Office?
I haven't watched all of it yet.
Haven't watched all of it?
Nope.
I love that show. And Jim was one of my favorite things. Him and Pam and Dwight. Well, him and Dwight, they're back and forth, is one of my favorite things. So it's great to see him directing and good out there acting past that. Well, he hasn't acted past that. He's in a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. But this movie, gotta tell you, in one word, bold.
Yes.
Another word, brave.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other words that fit that mold that I can't think of right now. Robert, what do you think?
Before I say anything about the movie, okay. I'd like to talk to the candy manufacturers of the world. I would like you guys to invent a candy wrapper that is absolutely silent as you open it up. Because I tell you what, we started watching this movie. I don't know if you experienced this.
Yeah.
But I heard every candy wrapper in the entire theater being opened.
It was not a quiet place.
If those creatures from the quiet place existed in the real world, we would all be dead.
But see,
because of candy wrappers.
I agree with you 100%. Because like I have been getting candy in the theaters here lately. I normally don't, but like, and I would wait intentionally for like a loud boom, knock, you know, when you try to open it. But yeah, in this movie, you can't.
But wow, because it's so it's got a lot of quiet moments, it's to say the least. To say the least. And wow, like you could hear every candy wrapper, every crunch popcorn. From popcorn. I'm not complaining about the popcorn so much, but those candy wrappers were ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, the movie was fantastic. Absolutely love it. You were right on the money when you said bold and brave. And I mean, how can you? I've heard people say something about it's like it's similar to a silent movie. I don't think so, because there were sounds and they played with sound.
Yeah.
It was almost like a painter who like uses the negative space as much as they use the object on the mm-hmm. you know, on the canvas to wow you. And that's what this movie did. It took away what wasn't necessary so you could concentrate on something important.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while it would give it back to you so you would remind you that you could still hear something, you know? So, I mean, I thought they did a great job. I didn't have a problem with the movie whatsoever. I loved it all. I even got a little emotional at the end. I was like, oh no, hell, I knew he was going to do it too. I'm not going to say what he did. I mean, you can spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it. But I knew he was going to do it when he did it. And I was like, oh hell no. And he told her that he loved, told her that he loved her, and he always had, oh my goodness, loved it. And then, you know, even I still don't know what those little demon things were. I was almost scared at the end they were going to be like a sign that said Cloverfield or something. I was like, please don't.
That's the rumor going around.
I was like, please don't do that.
That's producers just kind of, apparently they got mad that people were saying that's what they were.
Mm-hmm. But they were pretty cool looking too, and I like the design for them.
Their feet. I've seen a lot of creatures using that idea.
It was like almost from Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
where kind of
curved in.
And then they're like, yeah, like insect type, crabby, crazy, villainous demon thing. That's what I want to call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the design for those creatures. And it was weird. And I love the scene in the beginning when he's trying to save his son.
Oh my goodness.
And he just runs. He was a badass that whole movie. He was definitely the dad. I mean, he was trying to protect everybody, keep everybody safe.
Yep. And like got angry when he needed to.
The death girl pissed me off a little bit because she was being the, you know, typical teenager, young teenager, and pouting and being upset about stuff. And
she was the perfect plot device for that family and the movie.
What was the mom's name? Is that Emily Blunt? Was that what her name is? She was in that movie with Tom Cruise, that Edge of Tomorrow or whatever it was called. And she was a badass. She was a badass in that movie. She was a badass in this one, especially at the end. I love the shotgun pump at the end. Mm-hmm. That was very well placed. And yeah, I can't say enough about this. This is a good movie. Rotten Tomatoes actually got it right this time. It was in the 90s. Okay. I don't know if it's 100 or not, but it was definitely up there. And I don't always agree with Rotten Tomatoes critics because there's some movies on there that they've scored really low that I think are amazing. And then vice versa, that like really high ratings that I think are crap. So, or maybe I'm just screwed. I don't know, you know, movies. But yeah, this one, they actually nailed it. This is a great movie. Go see it.
I think this deserves 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. I can't imagine. I'm going to download this script as soon as I can because I want to count exactly how many words were in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine them handing over this screenplay and there's like action, dialogue, action, because how do you present that? This film, I guess you pitched the idea first, of course, and I would have been sold because my God, they do this perfectly. Like they John Krasinski, that's how you pronounce it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it right. He, like Robert said, is the ultimate badass. And I don't know how much spoilers I want to get into with this movie because it's so good. But where do they get all the sand, Robert?
They were getting I guess he had a little infinite pouch because you see him dumping it out of a pouch at one point. So I guess he's got an infinite pouch. I still think they would have heard that sand, the footsteps in the sand. Yeah. There's a lot of noises that I still think those creatures would have heard. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
the whole water thing that got me. I'm not gonna go into too much because Robert did a perfect job of explaining this. But there's some things I did. And it's just my overactive brain going.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me the U.S. government found out that these things are attracted by sound and didn't try any supersonic stuff?
Yeah. That's a very, very good point. What I didn't understand is if you know you can go to a waterfall and talk and scream all you want why don't you just build your house right there by the waterfall?
Go steal a trailer
of
some kind and park it right
by. Bam.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
But yeah, the deaf girl though, like the fact that this family had one of their children was deaf is amazing because it goes into why they all know sign language. It gives the perfect, there it is. Truth of their commercial. Gives you why a naturalness to where, and don't even get me started on how when the camera is focused on her, even
they cut the sound
here goes deafening.
Yep.
Like you hear nothing. I love that.
That was very well done.
Perfect.
And also like this might, maybe I'm getting a little too deep on it, but people assume when people have a disability that's a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, well, like in Sparta or whatever, they would throw their mutated babies over cliffs or whatever. Cause they're like, they're no good. But that supposed weakness ended up being a huge strength, and it was the whole process of him working on something to help her here.
Yes,
which was the cause for them to be able to help them fight against these little demon things. Mm-hmm. So it just, I mean, they took that huge, what is perceived as a negative, and showed you that it wasn't a negative. Just because you have a disability and you work on something that helps that disability, that could be used for something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about, you know, elevating something that's a little bit lower to that, you know, a regular level. So I really like that point. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but that's definitely what I got out of that.
I agree. The only issue I have with her is she doesn't know how loud she's walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't know what any of her sounds.
But that's nitpicking. This, like, so Emily Blunt having that kid.
I was trying to figure out how are they going to deal with the crying baby, but I guess they had that bunker built in the basement with mattresses.
I kind of am angry at them because they do it so well. And I get it, you're not going to stop having sex. Mm-hmm. But why would you bring a baby into that?
Ain't got nothing else to do.
And I love the idea that there are other people alive, or at least there were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a little hint when the kids tried to light it, you know, and responses that they get taken out.
They may have, or they just didn't light it long enough, or it wasn't the right time, and they normally light stuff or something. I don't know what was going on there.
This movie dives into so much while being a fantastic sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. I definitely call it sci-fi.
You like how to be a good father, even while like defending your family from aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It touched very much on family life and how to raise kids.
She was like the perfect mother too.
Yeah,
I really liked her character a lot. I think I liked her character more than I liked his character. Even though he was a beast, and I loved how protective he was of everybody. She was too. Mm-hmm. She was just as protective. She was like, she kind of emotionally motivated him to take care of those kids. She was the rock of that family.
Yeah.
She was definitely the rock of the family. And the fact that she could give birth to a baby, she did scream at one point, and they didn't really show after.
Perfectly, though. She timed it.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like you were able to give birth to a baby without making that much sound.
Yeah.
And then like the you know, inner strength that would take. And even when somebody may have died in the movie, they weren't even really allowed to grieve because they had to be quiet. They couldn't cry like they needed to. So that was really emotional too, seeing that. So there's just so many good things about this movie. I can just go on and on about it. They did a great piece.
I knew it was called A Quiet Place. I knew there wasn't going to be much talking, but I didn't expect that much silence. Like, I don't know. But it didn't hurt the movie at all.
Nope, help make it.
She, like Robin was saying, she is a... Yeah, she was a beast. She, why don't people know how to use misdirection? Like, what happens to him doesn't have to happen to him.
Mm.
He could have grabbed one of those items and tossed it, you know, over some, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, she used misdirection with the oven timer.
Yes. Yeah.
And she put it over there so he couldn't really hear what was going on. Or here we go. There's a trailer on for, well, that's something different. Never mind.
What is
this dress? Oh,
it's fucking human.
Okay.
Why was that dinosaur in?
I don't know what's going on there.
Huh.
This is a weird part of the podcast that's going to confuse people because we're just mumbling about a commercial.
We always have a TV on in the background. Sometimes trailers catch our eyes. But, Jurassic Park is on. Awesome.
That might be why.
I can't say enough good things about this movie. It is something original, which is hard to do in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are making fun of stuff and saying little things, but I do want to say, I think John has been preparing for this. If I may call him John or Mr. Kriginski.
I think he would prefer you to say John than try to say his last name.
But there was an episode of The Office when Jim got transferred or chose to leave, whichever, it was before that. Pam jinxed him, and he couldn't talk that whole episode. And he only did facial cues and that. So he's been prepared. He probably rewatched The Office and was like, you know what?
I can do that.
he did an amazing job as an actor, as a director. I don't know if this is his directorial debut. I saw on Twitter, and it kind of warmed my heart, Stephen King gave him a shout out, and that's the master of horror. So, and he gushed about it. He's like, I can't even, you know, like, that's amazing. One person asked, he did like a IGN Q&A, where he read fans' tweets, and one person said, why aren't you wearing socks in the movie? And his response was, well, that's another thing we would have to wash. So we didn't want, you know, but yeah, overall, definitely, definitely go watch this movie. Leave your house and go watch this movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only way to do so at the moment. Let's see. There's so much I could talk about, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, this is one of those ones you don't want to spoil.
Yeah.
It's really good.
When I saw that shotgun, it didn't even occur to me, like, well, haven't they just been killing them?
Because, well, there was like some notes that he had down in the basement that said they were armored.
Yeah, it's
invincible. So unless they opened up their little flaps to listen or hear that giant freaking air that they have.
And because you don't want to, you shoot a gun.
It alerts them. You can see how much when they use something at the end, they made a loud noise. Yeah. How many of those? Wonder why not that many when they were shooting off the fireworks. Why didn't those creatures like swarm in like they did at the end? Maybe they're all psychically connected or something. They felt one of them die. That could have been it. But I was like, whoa, when all those things started running at the house and then she's got the shotgun. That was my scene right there. That's how you end the movie.
Do you think animals are extinct in this world?
They killed that one. They were eating fish still. They were safe. The fish were safe, but the animals.
We did see these fuckers can swim.
Oh yeah, they went to go underwater, like, didn't they? They were like, I don't know what that was. Beings. It's like an alien.
Yeah,
maybe that's a precursor to the aliens. That's what they. Yeah. Heyo.
They are redoing Predator.
Yeah.
And then the father son thing. Back on that, like he took his son out, and I'm still not sure. Do you think he held kind of a grudge for what happened in the beginning? Is why he didn't take her? Because he said he didn't, but or was it just father and son bonding time? Is that what he was looking for? Because like maybe he still felt a little bit.
I think he had a bit of a hang up, and was trying to be overprotective with her. Mm. Is what I think.
Okay. Because of her disability.
I think I do, but. I mean, I don't want to make that assumption, but that's kind of how I felt that he had some sort of a hang up, even if it wasn't based on disability, if you can even call it that.
Yeah.
Then it was based off of the event. Maybe he didn't think she was ready, making good decisions or whatever. And I don't know, wasn't ready for her to prove herself or something, or maybe wanted to keep her there so he could keep her safe. I don't know, but
I'm still curious as to why he wouldn't let her in the basement either. Like,
that part confused me. I didn't understand that one either. Because she even hesitated at the end when she finally did go down there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was because he had those things where he was working on for
her sound. Yeah.
He wanted to be surprised. I guess I don't know. I couldn't figure that one out either. But and I did jump at this movie one time. I did jump.
I did multiple because they played that very well actually. Because another thing I want to get at the quality, not just the acting was fantastic, but the hats off to the audio visual guys in this, because when that first loud noise happens, and I don't know if it's just because your ears have gotten used to the silence, but my God, was it loud. Like, you're like, what the hell is that? Like, and they did that with all, like, throughout, like, every loud noise just seemed to be amplified, and it just pulls you in. Oh, man. This was a fantastic film. Can't recommend it enough. Did you have any more on this? Without us trying to spoil
it. Not without ruining the movie. I definitely see this one. This is a must see.
So that is A Quiet Place. This has been just one of the last week I forgot to do this, but places you can find us, Facebook, Go Watch a Movie, Twitter, Go Watch a Movie, Instagram, Go Watch a Movie, every place that has a podcast, we're pretty much on. Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, all the other ones. Yeah, we are there. Please, if you hop on iTunes and listen to us, go ahead and leave a review down there and give us some stars. It could be negative, but that will hurt us. Make it positive. It only helps us go up the charts. And give us your movie suggestions. We'll watch those. I would love to start that back up again.
Yep, we love movie suggestions.
I love getting different people's views and seeing what they like, something that I may not have seen. Go watch a movie at yahoo.com is the email if you want to get a hold of us. And I think that's all for this week. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie.